some kid on the bus was just playing with the girls, in other words, you see. Fix us some coffee, please, ma'am, will you?
When a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask him?
I say good morning.
Or what might you ask him about his health, you might say.
How are you this morning?
And when you introduce...
I don't mean to say that I'm trying to find out, has he got the TB or cancer?
Uh-huh.
But how are you feeling, good or bad?
Uh-huh. What about when you're introduced to a stranger?
When I'm introduced to a stranger?
Mm-hmm. Is there any sort of formal question you ask him or anything?
If the person don't call his name, I'll ask him what his name is.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn right around and forget it. But I want to know what like I did you. But if somebody says so-and-so from Atlanta, well, tell me who I'm talking to.
Uh-huh.
If you don't, then I say, did you say your name was so-and-so? I want to find out.
Uh-huh. Would you ask them how they're feeling, or would you send that to a stranger?
I don't think so. I wouldn't ask them how they feel. I'd ask them maybe how they're enjoying their stay or something,
uh-huh,
because they would be strangers.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't ask them how he was.
And say if a group of people had... leaving after a visit, you might say, well, I hope y'all come.
Okay, say, are you talking about strangers?
Just
people.
Some friends or something.
No, they say that they're leaving. I would say this. I'd ask them wanting to stay longer.
Mm-hmm.
They'd say, we got to go. I says, don't rush off. It's just a habit. And they've done been here all night. Don't rush off. Well, they get out.
Uh-huh.
Well, come to see us again. And I might even say, y'all... Well, I wouldn't say y'all come. You know how that is?
Yeah.
I would say, though, come see us again.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't say y'all come, but now, used to, every time somebody would come to our house, y'all come.
Who would say that? The person who was leaving or the person who was... You say y'all come back or...
No, that person will say, I've got to go.
Okay, it's that Bart.
And he'll get up, Bart. We'll be talking. Well, I've got to go. We're going out the door. Say, y'all come. Saying it to the person where she was just leaving.
Uh-huh.
And then that person would respond and say, well, y'all come, see? It's
uh-huh.
like that.
I see.
Okay, then 2 hours later, I could go over to that house.
Uh-huh.
And when I get ready, y'all come see me. Well, y'all, you better believe it, that you all is common around here. It's like Ewens in
uh-huh.
the Carolinas, and I don't know what all that. But.
Did you ever hear people say, well, come with us? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
That
come and go with us.
Yeah, that's
oh, yeah.
That sound.
Yeah,
I mean,
just like it. Since you stayed all night,
okay.
You wanted them men to go with you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I tell you, Barbara, that's like I said a while ago. Friends can come here. Well, I might do it now since we talked. I may not do it. I may be self-conscious. But I said, don't rush off, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. It's just a saying. I don't know.
Yeah. How do you greet someone around December 25th?
Around December 25th? Merry Christmas.
Any other expression?
And a Happy New Year.
Give me a Christmas gift.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, Barbara, I tell you what. I believe you was raised down here in these woods. Barbara, now, here's a story behind that. Do you know it? The first person, and okay now, I've got a friend down the road. If he comes to my house and sticks his head in the door and says, Christmas gift, before I get down and say Christmas gift at his house.
Is this on Christmas Day? Or?
It's on Christmas Day.
Uh-huh.
Now, then, there's a Christmas Eve gift. Yeah, and a New Year's gift. You see, on these holidays, you get that...
Mm-hmm.
You get that on the other person. Say, like, Christmas Eve gift. Or Christmas gift. Or New Year's gift. No, wait a minute. I'm wrong about that, Barbara. Maybe I'm wrong. It's Christmas Eve gift.
Mm-hmm.
Because Christmas Eve comes just before Christmas. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's used on Christmas,
mm-hmm.
but it is New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And more common on Christmas Eve. But you don't hear that no more now. Or maybe somebody may say it. They don't mean nothing about it.
Well, what happens when you say it first?
You got to exchange a gift.
Then if I went up to your house and said Christmas Eve gift, and you'd owe me a gift?
That's right.
And you say the same thing on New Year's. New Year's.
Barbara, I tell you what, used to, I never will forget, oh, Edison Lee Carter. He was a little older than I am. He's about 4 years older than I was.
Mm-hmm.
He lived over, it must have been about 2 miles. And that joker would get up and come and stick his head in that door and wake us up and holler, Christmas Eve gift. And they'd have to get him a gift. He and my aunt got to competing. In other words, you know, she'd either go get it on him or he'd come and get it on her. But that was that Christmas Eve gift. And she had to get him a gift. If she didn't, you know, that was part of it.
Uh-huh. You might say, I have to go downtown to do some.
I'd say shop at that.